WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
England's Dreaming is a line in a song by the late punk rock group, the Sex Pistols. It's also the title of a new book by British music journalist John Savage, subtitled Anarchy, Sex Pistols, Punk Rock, and Beyond. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review.
John Savage's story begins with Malcolm McLaren, a cocky entrepreneur steeped in leftist art theory, who opened a clothing store in London in the mid-70s called Sex. Along with his partner, the fashion designer Vivian Westwood, McLaren was out to provoke. They marketed bondage clothing as leisure wear. They ripped T-shirts to give them a look that matched the stress that England's economy was undergoing. Sex became a popular hangout for young bohemians who were looking for a pop scene that involved something more daring than Rod Stewart or the Bee Gees. As Savage tells it in England's Dreaming, this gave McLaren the idea to invent his own rock band. He wasn't really interested in revolutionizing rock. He just wanted, he told Savage, to sell a lot of trousers. So the Sex Pistols were created, ordered up, sort of like the Monkees. But the Pistols were conceived in what Savage calls a miasma of antagonism, misunderstanding, and mutual suspicion. In other words, angry guys for an angry time. Singer John Lydon, who took the name Johnny Rotten, guitarist Steve Jones, bassist Glenn Matlock, and drummer Paul Cook were working-class kids, and they didn't see much hope in an England where, by 1977, 1.6 million people, most of them under the age of 30, were unemployed. Throughout England's Dreaming, Savage uses Margaret Thatcher and her economic policies the way Melville used Moby Dick, as a constant menacing presence, seen or unseen. The Pistols took the basic idea McLaren had, to make a splash by attacking everything around them, and really ran with it, because as it turned out, the Pistols made great music. God Save the Queen, the Pistols' second single, was a whirlwind of feedback guitars and Johnny Rotten's buzzsaw whine. The song was released in May of 77 to coincide with the celebration of Queen Elizabeth's Silver Jubilee. But this salute referred to the Queen as the helpless symbol of a, quote, fascist regime. That did the trick. Banned by the BBC, condemned in both the straight press and the tabloids, God Save the Queen was, Savage writes, confident, clear, unapologetic, so much so that it gave a voice to everybody who hated the Jubilee, and there were many more of them than would ever be officially acknowledged. By January of 78, less than 7 months later, the Sex Pistols had broken up. Their seething hatred of everything, including the very idea of the Sex Pistols, made them implode. But they also touched off an explosion of new pop culture. England's Dreaming is full of precise reporting and humorous details. I love finding out that when he was a kid, Steve Jones stole a color TV out of Keith Richards' mansion. I myself interviewed John Lydon once, not long after the Sex Pistols broke up. It was in a hotel room in Los Angeles, and standing on a balcony that overlooked Sunset Boulevard, Lydon insisted on calling me Kentucky, and he poured a bottle of Coke onto the head of a man standing on the sidewalk below him. It was the most nerve-wracking and annoying interview I've ever done, but it was worth it because John Lydon explained himself. It is my desire, he said, very slowly, very precisely, to work people into a state of gibbering rage, because then, if only for those few moments, they cannot lead their usual boring, sedentary lives. Spoken like a true brat, I thought at the time. Spoken like a true artist, I'm reminded now, after reading John Savage's terrific book.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed England's Dreaming by John Savage, published by St. Martin's Press.